Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
So Rascal's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I've been called a rascal before, and that was one of the nicer things. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leo Haviland is our guest, our good friend, a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's a recovering Wall Street expert. Leo, would that be a fair way to say it? Would that be a reasonable way to say it?
That would be fair.
You've gone through the
to call me an expert.
You've gone through the 12-step program and everything, right?
Yeah, and I still need a few canes.
Okay, so we're talking about currency. That's the subject du jour. And in the previous segment, we kind of did a little quick world tour of what I consider to be dramatic currency fluctuations. The pound is down a third. The euro is down, I'm going to say 35-40%. But those fluctuations were not imposed. Those were market fluctuations or reactions by things like the Brexit vote. But you were pointing out that other currencies like the yuan in China and the yen in Japan, those were fluctuated by the government, which to me is a form of weaponization, financial weaponization, economic
weaponization. True. Currency wars are simply an extension of politics by other means and mm-hmm. vice versa, to paraphrase Clausewitz.
So with these two different, the result is that the currencies are fluctuating regardless of how it happens. What is that? How does that impact small businesses out on Main Street?
That's an excellent question, Jim. The small business who is an exporter here, if he's competing with someone overseas and their competitors overseas have depreciated a lot, then it's going to be that much more difficult for them to grow their business. The importers, however, all else equal on the tax code and so forth here, that to the extent that they can buy components and so forth cheaper overseas to use in their business here, they don't mind the dollar getting stronger.
Well, and
all this is up to a point, because as you know, we both have emphasized what goes on in the currency markets intertwines with interest rate markets as well.
Well, and the another thing that happens, so many of us who aren't exporters or importers, we have customers who are big customers.
Yes.
That are. And as their business goes, so goes our business. So if the pound weakens or the euro weakens against the dollar, then that makes it harder for us to sell, our customers to sell their goods overseas, right? Against the great exporter Germany. If we're doing business with England, that affects. It's good for consumers. Here's the way I think about it. Whatever's good for travelers is bad for businesses in the country of those travelers. What do you think?
You're very clever. That's a fine way to look at it.
It's opposite. So it's think of opposite day, folks. If it's a good time to travel to England, it's a bad time to be an exporter to England.
Good point.
Yeah, and that's my simple-minded way of thinking about it, and it's easy to remember. And so in a lot of places right now, the other currencies are coming down against the dollar. The dollar is strengthening. I know a lot of people. My friend Steve Forbes loves the strong dollar, but that's not good for. I wonder what the impact of that's going to be on an economy that we're trying to get out of the ground. Leo, what do you think?
the dollar strength at some point becomes, to use some quotation marks, too strong. However, I think that the U.S. economy, at least compared to others, and growing at 2% plus, and looking at the way interest rates have been creeping up, is probably doing at least all right. So should the dollar weaken some from current relatively high levels, I don't think it would damage the U.S. economy much, at least looking at the dollar by itself.
What is the thing that's going on in the major market, capital markets, that's most dangerous to the economy? Is it interest rates? Is it currency fluctuation? Is it protectionism? Is this border tax? What would you say is the first thing to take a bite out of our economy?
The most important aspect to focus on right now, I think, is the gradual creeping up of U.S. interest rates. Say, look at the 10-year government note at around the 250s. It's nearing a critical point, which is
That's a comment that's not really as easy to understand out here on Main Street. Why is interest rates creeping up a couple of basis points? Why is that a big deal?
A couple basis points, of course, don't matter much. But what it does is it affects at some point over time critical decisions that people will make in terms of borrowing. Mm-hmm. And it ties, of course, not only into the currency marketplaces, because people have choices where to park their money, but it ties into stocks insofar as it affects not only borrowing costs, of course, but the higher rates start to compete with dividends.
Compete with the equities. Yeah, the bonds maybe start to compete with the equities. Hold on to that thought. We're right back with Leo. We're going to talk about digital currency after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.